T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
All right, we're going to get to some Jerry Jones here in just a second, but coming up at 8 o'clock, a gentleman who's got one of the most talked about books in all of the NBA right now, and it doesn't have anything to do with gambling, Mr. Yaron Weitzman, author of Tanking to the Top and a Hollywood Ending, The Dreams and Drama of the LeBron Lakers. This book came out a week ago today, and of course, there was a report that came out, I want to say late last week, where there was scuttlebutt, speculation, reports, whatever the hell you want to call it, that the Lakers organization had tried to get like a cease and desist. They had brought lawyers in to try to get him and try to discredit his reporting. He has said that he interviewed over 300 people for this book, and he stands by his reporting. And so this has been a very hot topic in NBA circles. So Yaron is going to join us at 8 o'clock talking about this book. And, of course, we'd be remiss, Blake Elliott, if we didn't ask him a question or two
or three
about Luka and how that whole fiasco. And you know what? I raise your hand, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you might be in your vehicle. Maybe you're, I don't know, maybe you're at your house. Maybe you're in your apartment. Maybe you're walking down the street, whatever it is you're doing. Maybe you're on a unicycle. I don't know. Raise your hand if you think Fred's going to ask about the conspiracy in the NBA.
You know it's your favorite. How do you spell marijuana?
M-A-R-I-J-U-A-N-A.
Just one N?
Just one N. By the way, the less than 2 ounces of weed is a misdemeanor B, which is punishable by up to 180 days in jail and or up to a $2,000 fine.
That's not good.
I mean, it's not terrible. I mean, we don't think Brandon Williams, we don't think B. Will's got 2 G's sitting around the crib. I mean, I think he'll be okay.
He's got 2 G's sitting around the crib for sure.
He definitely got that. He's definitely got that. Now, what kind of G's is it? We just don't know. And I'm guessing that because this is his first time in trouble here in the DF Dub or in the state of Texas, I'm guessing he'll get some sort of deferred deferred punishment. Hey, just don't do this. But he's going to have to take some pee tests, you know, maybe a little probation action. What would you rather do? Would you if given two choices, hey, just pay the fine and be done with it, or hey, you'll pay nothing but you can't smoke weed for 6 months. You got to take pee tests every month.
Pay the fine.
Pay the fine. Be done. Pay the fine.
No further comments. No further comments.
Pay the fine and be done with it. So, all right. So, Yaron Weitzman, he's coming on at 8 o'clock. So, we're looking forward to that. And so should you. Jerry, a.k.a. Jerry Jones, the owner of your Dallas Cowboys and also the general manager of your Dallas Cowboys. He does a weekly hit with the boys from Sean and RJ and was asked today. And he's been very, and kudos to Jerry. He's been pretty steadfast about this. Jerry, do you still believe in this Cowboy pass rush?
We need a combination. We need to
basically have better play from the linebackers, maintaining the integrity of your gaps, which the linebackers have to fill. The linebackers have to slide.
All right, go ahead. Okay, that was cut number two. My bad on that. Go ahead and play three. Does he still believe in the pass rush?
No, I'm from the standpoint of rushers. We had the highest number of rushers coming out of camp, of capable rushers that we have had, and we have maintained we've maintained our health there. And when I look at our depth. Some of them are playing at a level that we can get excited about. Some of them need to step their game up. But in terms of numbers, in terms of players that can rush that passer, we've got the best numbers that we've had.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
We got the most number of pass rushers, Fred.
That's what we like to call, and Jerry can appreciate this, Jerry being the swashbuckler, oil man that he is. That's what we call putting lipstick on a pig.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just because you have numbers at pass rusher, if all seven of them aren't good, I don't care how many healthy pass rushers you have coming out of camp.
It's just like at the point guard with the Mavs. If you have a bunch, you got none.
It's it, right? It's like a quarterback. If you got two, you got none, right? You need to have at least one or two. Now, do we all agree that Donovan Ezeraku continues to get better?
Had half of your pressures were from him.
So, he has, from where he was at, and we've got some audio from me talking to him a week ago, and we never did play that just because we got bowed up last week, and we might find some of that. Because I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do an audio dump maybe in the 9 o'clock hour if it comes to that, because I know we've got Wu-Tang had that album that only the finance bro was able to get, that Martin Scorsese, and then he tried to sell it, and now he's getting all kinds of trouble for it. The Lost Tapes. Well, we've got the Lost Brandon Williams interview.
Yeah, maybe we can listen in and see if there was any hints given in the audio.
Well, we'll certainly find out or pay close attention to it. And if you pay close attention to this interview, of course, anything with Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, or Rashadi is brought to you by Window Nation. One thing that has everybody in their feels is and we just talked about this, even though Donovan Ezeraku has been a breath of fresh air, even though we're still waiting for him to, maybe load up a couple sacks or three. Jerry, how do you feel about the drafting you guys have done, mostly poorly, of defensive players?
Well, that's ready criticism when you do it. I like our number 41. I think he's going to be one of the best players we've drafted recently. We've got to see it, but we're going to be bringing on Revell that we drafted this round. I'm talking about within the last draft. As far as the overall long-term drafting, I'm pretty satisfied that we draft well.
Look,
as long as Jerry thinks that they draft well, that's all that matters. And again, I know I'm not saying anything new, ladies and gentlemen, when we say this. Again, when you have no urgency and you don't have the threat of being fired,
nope.
You can say things like, well, we had the most pass rushers we've ever had. Mm-hmm. We feel we draft well. Mm-hmm. And then you look and they talk, and G-Bag talked about it today. Our boy Marcus Mosher apparently put out a thing yesterday or today or whenever it was about where the Cowboys have drafted people in relation to what the overall consensus was. They reach every time, right? Like the only person he didn't reach on was Micah Parsons. And so, you know, but again, when you've got, I mean, at some point, and I say at some point. Maker
before Tucker Kraft.
I saw that. You have to wonder, and I've asked this question before, you know, Jerry talks about it at the beginning of the Netflix documentary, right? Where, you know, they'd hit so many different, you know, they kept trying to hit wells and nothing was popping, right? And then boom, they finally got a gusher and that was the money he ended up using to buy the Cowboys, right? Well, Jerry, if, you know, let's use an oil and gas scenario here, right? I mean, and, you know, I was in the midstream section of oil and gas, but, you know, for folks that are in the wells and, you know, the fracking and what have you, it's like, if you're in an area that you're not getting any oil, you don't just keep it. I mean, I'm guessing, you know, maybe you spin off it a few more times and because you got the directional drilling and what have you. But at some point, you're like, all right, this area is not hitting. Let's go somewhere else. Okay. And my point in that is with the Cowboys drafting style, the way you're doing it isn't working. Especially on defense.
Who's going to call it out and do a change of how we do our process? Seems like nobody.
Well, and that's where
we try to call out here. We try our best when we do these interviews with Jerry and Steven and Will and Shoddy and try to get our voices across all the different shows. But
and that's what upsets me. And with Jerry Jones, like at some point, like Jerry Jones, look, we're just going to give him a pass.
Two run homer off Shohei Ohtani.
Uh oh, Vladdy. I'm not going to knock Jerry Jones per se. Okay. Jerry's 83. He's set in his ways. This is the way he does business. Okay, fine. Where's Stephen Jones at in this? Okay. Like Stephen, what's
say
your
louder for the people in the back.
You know what I'm saying? Like Stephen, you see this. You read this. Like what I mean, Stephen, you've been in football. Here's the thing I don't understand. Stephen, you've been in football your entire adult life. Football is all you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because let's call it what it is. Steven, you weren't part of the power struggle or the power group back when you guys were winning Super Bowls. Okay? You were still new to the team, whatever. Jerry was doing his thing, and that was the group that was running things, right? I mean, I'm sure he had some ancillary role back in the day, but not to the level that he does now. Wouldn't you think, as Steven Jones, you would want to chart your own path and be like, you know what, we gotta do something different here. Like this, the way we're winning, but then he'll come up and say something stupid like, well, you know, outside of the Chiefs, we've won the most regular season games of anybody in the last decade. Well, nobody cares, Steven. You guys don't hang regular season most victories in 10-year banners at AT&T, do you?
We don't.
So I mean, who gives a damn how many games you've won in the regular season? It doesn't matter because your drafting isn't great, your free agency signings don't make a lot of sense, and you clearly don't know how to negotiate because you continuously do it against yourselves. And at some point, you got to ask yourselves why. This is insanity. What we're doing,
and all the people on the defense, Jerry and Steven signed off on.
You guys all exactly. And so, you know, I mean, look, I keep hearing about how, you know, if Will McClain ran his own thing, it'd be a whole different story. I guess we'll know at some point then. But until then, look, you got a front office that from a football perspective leaves a lot to be desired. All right. Coming up next, let's switch gears. Let's talk a little basketball. Let's talk a little NBA. More importantly, let's talk the Lakers. What the hell's going on in La La Land? Well, we know one guy that's over in La La Land. Yaron Weitzman joins us next, talking all things his latest book. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is The Fan After Dark.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.